Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you're like most people, you have been paying attention to the recent major weakness in stock prices and the decline in the interest rates paid on U.S. Treasury debt. These declines are also going to present greater problems for state, county, and local governments and government school districts, as it also caused a significant increase in the net present value of their unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. The amount of unfunded liabilities is affected by multiple factors. When the value of investments held by pension and other funds drops, then the sponsoring government or school district will have to increase its future payments to offset the decline. Similarly, a calculation of net present value of future liabilities grows larger when the interest rates fall. As an example, at a 5% interest rate, the current value of a dollar owed 1 year from today is 95 cents. But if the interest rate drops to 1%, the present value of that dollar owed 1 year from now increases to 99 cents. As I have explained before, this problem occurs with defined pension and benefit programs where the eventual liability is determined in the future. Now that governments are required to reflect these liabilities in the year in which they are incurred rather than when they are ultimately paid, there is a growing trend toward replacing these defined benefit programs with defined contributions coverage. Under defined contribution plans, the liability is calculated on the basis of current earnings, which are known, and is fully funded on a prompt basis. By using defined contribution pension and benefit programs, governments eliminate incurring further unfunded liabilities. Changes in asset values, such as have recently happened, would impact the beneficiaries of these plans rather than the sponsoring governments or school districts. The volatility of financial markets is just one more reason why it is urgent for the state of Michigan, Ingham County, the city of Lansing, area school districts, and corresponding governments elsewhere to get their financial crises of unfunded liabilities resolved sooner than later. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.